Yo, let me ask you something, and you're going to answer this from the POV of 17-year-old Haiti.
Okay.
Okay, you are 17 years old. Go back into that. You're listening to Dipset. You got on a pair of Pele Pele jeans. Your belt matches your sneakers.
I had a Rockaway Velour outfit.
You had a Rockaway Velour outfit. You got your hoops, whatever. You're getting into 17-year-old Haiti, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been asked by a guy to take his virginity?
No.
Really?
Nah.
Would you have been up for the task?
I would have.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would you go about it? Like, walk me through your...
If he asked me?
Yeah. Like, you know, you're in the hallway at school. You bump in some Dipset in your CD player. Mm-hmm. You're about to get a bacon, egg, and cheese or something. Ditch your eighth period class because fuck school.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, I want to ask you something. Just let me know if you down. And he asked you to take his virginity. Like,
well, I feel like a guy that's a virgin will be a lot more shy than that. Just approach me and be like, hey, so.
Hey.
You want to give me my first nut? You know?
Okay.
I think it would have to be. Well, 17-year-old me, I wasn't like filthy yet.
Filthy yet. Okay.
My filthiness was lying dormant. You know?
So. It was like the phoenix that hasn't risen yet.
Yeah. I'm a full phoenix now, baby.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Jean Grey.
Yeah. So, I would want it to go that way. It would have to be, you know.
I always think of that J. Cole song where he talks about losing his virginity.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
The video was like the two dogs.
Wasn't it like Wet Dreams or something like
Wet
that?
Wet Dreams.
Wet Dreams.
Yeah.
That is a good song. The reason why I bring that up was because a friend of mine was telling me how she took her boyfriend's virginity. Mm-hmm. And which is funny because she was like a year younger than him.
Okay.
And it was one of those things. She's like, yo, I was super nervous, even though advantage was on my side. But still, that's a lot to undertake.
You know how I would want it to be? Old school. Like, pass me a note in class.
Circle like, yes or circle yes, no. Or you would.
Circle no.
You would be the one to save the fucking note, too. This is the first boy that asked me to pop his cherry. That paper is so yellow because it's like time passed and whatnot.
I'm such a bitch. I'll send back a square.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or LOL.
LOL. LOL wasn't out there yet, but I would have definitely LOL'd him.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. A controversial podcast where choosing violence is always the answer.
Please welcome.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby, Lexi the Savage, and Durag Daddy.
What is up, you guys? It's everyone's favorite godless wonder, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
What up, y'all? It's your favorite mommy, Haiti motherfucking baby.
How the hell has everyone been? Haiti baby, how you doing?
Hi, boo.
You looking very illuminescent over there on the other side of my boudoir.
Illuminescent or fucking cold? This is Western beef here.
Guys, I need y'all to understand. I sweat. I chafe. I got to keep my parts fresh. I sleep with the window open. I might put on a fan in the middle of January from time to time.
It's freezing in here, guys. I don't know who I have to contact, who I have to email on these parts. But
mommy, I live in the hood. There's no central heating.
Yeah.
Only like once a month.
You need like a spoon or like a butter knife to bang the the heater. Like turn it
on. So in my bathroom, we have that pipe.
That pipe, yeah.
So when the heat comes up, it sounds like banging and it sounds crazy. And I remember one night, I never forget this, I was home alone and I was in my room. I think I had just gotten out the shower, minding my business, listening to my Kirk Franklin CD. All of a sudden, that shit banged so fucking loud. I somehow fell on the floor and I was like, God, not now.
Oh shit, you exist.
You know when you catch yourself, you're like, that was a bit much. You know that pipe does that all the fucking time. Like, what are you doing?
No, they're really loud.
Yeah, same but thing in it my was apartment. Louder than usual. Yeah. That's what it was. And I was by myself. Like, Jeremy Renner and my pediatric roommate were gone for the weekend. It was just me and my thoughts and the cats. And the cats don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about anybody.
They don't. Like, if I die, guys, my cats will eat my face. Knowing Molly, probably not my face because she's bougie. She'll probably eat my right butt cheek.
Oh, so your cats eat ass, but you don't.
Precisely.
Very nice.
Very nice. I'm a classy girl.
Mm. How's your week going, boo?
Oh, man.
How's everything going?
Everything's going well. Well, sports-wise, everything is going fantastic.
She's looking good, guys. Anybody that's been concerned the last couple of episodes, she's looking marvelous.
Thanks.
She continues to glow. Look, she's smiling. I see all her pearly whites. It's great. It was a very retrograde for her.
I survived. Yeah, I'm here. I didn't burn my job down. I didn't commit grand larceny. I didn't have any crying moments in public, which is great.
You didn't make the Citizens app go off.
I did not make Citizens app go off. Funny enough, I was at work, and I was in the middle of writing an email when I looked at my phone because the Citizen app went off. There was an assault going on inside the job. So I'm like,
I love when those messy
alerts
come through.
It said like employee being assaulted by person. So me being nosy, I go downstairs to make sure it's not any of my people. So
it's like, always on the floors.
It was in the ER.
Oh.
So I was like, are you guys okay? They're like, yeah, some guy wilding out in the front. Yeah. And as they're saying that, this guy, and I'm not exaggerating, was like 7 feet tall, came in with like 12 cops. They brought him in under arrest. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go back upstairs.
Take your little ass back upstairs.
I took my little spicy ass back upstairs. I knew my place. I was like, no. But I'm good, guys. I'm good. Aaron Judge made history.
Let's make some noise for
All Rise. For Aaron Judge.
All rise. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. He hit his 62nd home run, breaking the all-time home run record for the American League.
Yes, Aaron.
Held by Roger Maris. Not going to lie, I cried.
I know you did. You wrote in the group chat.
I was fucking crying at work. I'm like, hey, he finally did it.
That's only about like the second time she's ever like said she was crying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to witness that.
I really feel like you genuinely wouldn't know what to do. Yeah. I remember the first time Red saw me cry, she was just standing there like she didn't know
what to
do. It's
only because like, I'm like, what is that wet stuff coming out of her eyes? Like, what
make is it that? Stop.
Please, how can we turn it off?
Oh man, it's crazy. I only show emotion when sports is involved.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
I'm working on it. How have you been?
I've been good so far. So good. I mean, I could be better.
Okay.
I'm still...
retrograding?
Still, yeah, I'm having like the after effects.
Okay, aftershock.
The aftershock of the retrograde. But I can't complain. I'm doing good. It's always a good time when I get to link up with you in pod.
So, hey, yo. You
know, I look forward nights.
It's always great.
Saturday night in the Bronx.
Saturday night in the hood. In the hood. In the hood. Shakespeare's going to be Shakespearing soon.
It's a little cold for anybody to be gangbanging out there, but.
Not cold. Don't stop nobody from gangbanging.
Yeah.
They just throwing a hoodie.
Yo, your homegirl was around here the other day.
Which homegirl?
Cardi B.
All right. Glad you brought that up. For those of you who don't know, Cardi B is literally from like my area. We went to the same middle school, obviously. She went after I did because I am a senior citizen, but we went to the same middle school, and earlier today, me and Jeremy Renner were walking around, and I was like, yo, it's crazy. We all went to the same school as Cardi B. And Jeremy Renner's like, we probably smack bitches in the same staircase, too. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was pulling up on someone that was talking shit on Twitter. And
Cardi,
I'm like, love Cardi.
We love Cardi. We are big Cardi stands.
We stand
on this pod.
Cardi on this pod.
But I'm going to need Cardi. We both are going to need Cardi to understand that she is way too accomplished to be stooping down to certain levels. Mama, You don't got to prove nothing to nobody. You did it. You did it. You didn't have a famous husband, a famous daddy to help. You did it. Let these all they can do is talk. Mm-hmm. They cannot fathom having the success that you have, Cardi. Please.
Yeah, she's busted her ass to have.
You busted your ass for this. Do better. Be better. Fuck these bitches. They want your shine. They don't deserve it.
Yeah, when I saw that she posted up where she was at, I'm going to be honest, I don't really know. I can't keep up with the rap girlies.
Me neither. I only know like three of them. Only like two.
Yeah, the up-and-coming ones now. We know about Ice Spice literally because she's been like shoved down our throats the past couple of months. But pretty much. Then, she posted her location. I saw that she was up here in the Bronx, and she was pulling up on somebody, I guess, that was talking shit on Twitter. I don't know how it started. I don't even know who the girl is. But apparently she pulled up. She was there for a minute waiting for the girl to come out. Girl didn't come out. She peeled off. I mean, no. I get it. I know what it is to want to, like, confront a bitch that's talking shit. I get it.
I know it's hard to let that Bronx bitch die, but yeah, sometimes you just got to take the Beyonce approach.
Absolutely.
Beyonce has heard every rumor under the fucking sun about her. She ain't have her kids. She's got a body double. All the crazy shit. Beyonce has addressed none of that because she doesn't fucking need to.
You know what she addresses it in? Her music.
Her music, yeah.
She takes shots.
Yeah, songs. But that's how you do it.
Oh, great. Now I can't get my beer out of this.
Push it up from the bottom. Push it up from the bottom. I do this all the time. There you go.
See? Now I got that right.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
So I know we're like recording. By the time you guys hear this, it's already happened. But just so listeners can know, it's October. My two favorite things happen in October, Halloween and baseball postseason. So I am in full playoff mode, right? So Haiti Baby comes in, baseball's on the TV, and I'm like, yo, you already know what time it is. And she's like, mm-hmm. Yankees haven't even played a game yet. They start playing Tuesday. Mm-mm-mm. I am stressed with these games now. And these are only the wild card games. Mm-hmm. We already know who the Yankees are going to play, which is the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians. But I'm watching these games and I'm invested. And I tell Haiti Baby, yo, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm going to need you to pay attention to the game and tell me what's going on when I come out.
That was a lot. That was a lot of responsibility.
Sure enough, I come out. I'm like, all right, Haiti Baby, who hit that home run? And she's like, wait, what?
No idea.
I was like, you had.
In all fairness, Jeremy Renner came in here.
Started talking.
And she started, you know, conversation got intense. You know how it is.
She got cray cray.
Yeah, you know how it is when Jeremy Renner come in with a story.
Yeah. My sister comes into my room like Kramer when he busts into Jerry's apartment.
She's not even exaggerating.
I'm not, yeah. Yeah.
She's not exaggerating. She really busts in the room like that.
Yeah, like Kramer.
Mm-hmm. And instantly goes into the story.
Yeah, like there's no precursor.
She doesn't foreplay.
No.
She gives it to you.
Raw.
Yeah.
Bend over.
She raw dogs her stories, for sure.
If you wet or dry, honey, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've been asleep, like in my bed, knocked out, and Jeremy Renner will bust in, sit me up on my bed, sit me up on the fucking bed, and it's like, yo, you up? I am now, motherfucker. Like, you just assaulted me out of my bed.
You up and alert.
I'm up and alert. I'd be like a baby, like a startled baby. I'm like, what's going on?
You be waking up like you be thinking it's 2000 and like fucking 30.
I feel like Robin Williams and Jumanji. What year is
what
it?
What year is it?
I have this thing when we go on vacation, and Red can attest to this. I always wake up and I forget where I'm at. And when we went away, I was like, yo, where the fuck am I? And she's like, bitch, we're in Orlando. And I'm like,
can't you see Ian outside?
Ian Miller. I kept calling the hurricane Ian Miller.
Oh, brother.
Pray for me, guys.
Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share the podcast on all streaming platforms. You guys can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram, Ladies Pitch, and on Twitter, Pitch718. So where you can find a podcast, you will find the Ladies Pitch podcast. Ahí.
Ahí.
Coño.
Coñazo. Also, guys, we are coming up with new ideas and concepts for content in this month. And one of the things I suggested is Haiti Baby secretly recording me while I'm watching sporting events.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Because I don't know if I've ever alluded to this. I'll be saying some reckless shit when I'm watching games. Mm-hmm. It's to the point that Jeremy Renner didn't allow my pediatric roommate to watch games with me. Because I'd just be going off.
When it comes to you watching sports and when Game of Thrones was on.
Oh, my God. And now I'm watching House of the Dragon.
Still haven't gotten into it. I know. I still haven't gotten into it.
Girl. I kid you not. Last week's episode, I sat at the edge of my bed just staring at my TV like the credits are going. And I'm just like, I told myself I was not going to get myself disinvested in a fucking TV show. And here the fuck I am. Like that stupid bitch who gets the WYD text at 2 in the morning from the guy she hasn't heard from her in like 3 weeks. You know what I'm talking
Never
about?
Never learn your lesson.
Never fucking learn. I'm like, I'm coming.
I don't know. I miss WYD text messages.
What is that?
Womp, womp.
Do they still send those?
They still send those?
Dennis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's get into our first topic. Our favorite. Should we call her our favorite Kardashian?
I guess.
She's my favorite. She's my least hated.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
She's my least hated Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian Barker. They recently
chop
revealed
that vodka, honey.
She and Travis recently revealed that they still live in separate homes, although they are newlyweds.
I love that.
They live in separate homes, one block from one another.
I love that for them.
I do love that as well.
I love that. We're Pisces, and there's one thing that Haiti Baby and me have in common is that we absolutely crave and need our space. We can love you to death, but we need our space. And if we're both empaths too, that could be a big part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
We need to disconnect. Like, I can spend an entire fucking day in my bedroom and be perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So I totally get that because...
Yeah, you were looking very hermit crabbish when I walked in.
Yeah, nah, you know what I look like? You know those paintings of the Black Plague when the people are like dying and they're all pale and ghastly looking? I'm laying in my bed.
That's what the savage was looking like when I walked into her bedroom today. For sure. I was like, what is going on? I feel like I needed like a candle and a crucifix. I was like, what's going on in
You needed those death masks that they used to wear back in the bubonic plague.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was funny. Mm-hmm. But no, I seriously, I love that. Because especially if you can afford to do it, why the fuck not? He's a Scorpio. Scorpios can be very intense.
Who you telling?
They can be very intense. And sometimes it's like...
And she's an Aries.
Yeah. She also has her moments of chaotic, you know.
They have the same ruling planet, bitch.
Yeah.
Pluto.
So I think that would be best for their dynamic. I mean, they're also older too, and they have like their own lives. Like they have kids.
They have kids as well.
So
I'm guessing that's an adjustment as well. Because her kids are, at least his kids are
they're
much older.
Yeah.
But her kids are small still. So, you know.
So I if guess. It works, and if you can make it work, which I am more than... Like I said, it's one thing if you're a newlywed in your 20s, but they're both in their 40s. They both came out of, you know, they had marriages and relationships. They have kids. That dynamic could actually work for them. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be... I mean, I was telling Haiti Baby that if I ever get married or if I get into a long-term relationship, I would want my own bedroom. I would definitely want my own space. And it's not anything with him. It's who I am as a person. Like, yo, you want this to work. You want this to be a successful relationship. I need my own space.
Space is so important in relationships.
Absolutely.
And even more in marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you're committed, right? Marriage is a huge commitment. So if you made a commitment to spend the rest of your lives together, it's like, listen, my mans, I'm going to need my space away from you at times. Like, I'm okay with you. I'm okay with us living together and having a day or two where we don't even, like, see one another.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that that's perfect for those people that still need their space, require.
Oh, yeah.
You know, require their space. You can live in it. It seems like her objective is like living in separate homes, but having a joint house.
Which is fine. I mean, they got the money. They can afford pull that it. Off. They can afford it. But for, you know, us brokies, Poppy, let me just.
Different bedrooms.
I just need my own room.
Listen, like I've told you, and I've said on this podcast before, my grandparents, I've never seen them sleep in the same bedroom. My grandma always had her bedroom. My grandfather always had his bedroom. And that is the way I was raised, seeing them sleeping in different bedrooms.
And what's grandma's sign?
Grandma's a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. What was grandpa's sign?
Aquarius.
Uh-huh. Oh, I have an Aquarius moon. We are very aloof. Very aloof. So they were probably like, yeah, this works.
Listen, I've never heard any issues about that. But I did ask my mom when she was growing up, did they have separate bedrooms? She said no. She probably, like I told you, she probably was like,
I need a minute.
I've been with this man. How long? No.
Chill.
I need my space. Listen, Papi. Tú duermes allá, yo duermo acá. And what they would do, they would visit like one another. Like there were days where she would spend the day with him in his bedroom.
Okay.
But then she'll scatter off about like 7 o'clock when the novelas were starting.
Yeah.
She'll scurry back onto her bedroom. There were times where he would go over to her bedroom. They'll watch like the news together, or watch like one of their little
shows.
Well, yeah, there was a novela that they were into. I don't remember which one it was, but it was like a 7 o'clock one.
Okay.
So they'll watch it together in her bedroom.
Oh. Because
she needed to be comfy in her bed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
And he would have his little chair in there. They'll watch it together. But then when that was done, he'll scurry on over back to his bedroom. And that's what I saw. So that's why I'm okay with it. Like, my grandparents for me are like the epitome of a relationship, like my ideal relationship.
And they were old school, honey.
They were old school.
I mean, your grandmother assaulted him with a can of corned beef and he stuck around.
Yeah. I mean, what's a little love is not, if it's not a little toxic?
That's the right. And what was it, because he kept demanding lunch? Was that what it was? Like, food was involved? And Grandma Ima was like, espérate.
I don't remember what it was, but my grandmother was very hot-headed. Love her to death. But the temper.
Scorpio, honey.
Oof. And she threw a can of corned beef on my grandpa.
Caught him right in the nasal.
Damn. Rest in peace, my grandpa.
Didn't he have like nasal issues after that for the, you know? He did. That's love.
Yeah, his nasal cavity was never the same after that.
I guess so.
But yeah, I'm with it. I mean,
I am too. I'm definitely with that.
Again, I think it helps the relationship.
It does, because you miss the person.
I don't know if down the block is far enough, though. Because you're still prone to, like, getting popped up on. I don't like that.
So you want to live in a different borough?
I'm okay with different borough.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I'm okay. I need something.
But that whole popping up shit, no, we need boundaries.
Oh, definitely.
We need boundaries. That's crazy.
Something that's going to be just a little complicated for you to get to me.
Like
you got to think about it twice because the Uber's kind of expensive.
Like, also, damn, it's raining. That Uber price is going to go up.
Yeah.
I feel you. I'm the same way.
Fares are going to increase.
Yo, these men's listening are like, these bitches are.
And it's not even that I'm doing anything sneaky, because there's the misconception that you want your space because you want to be.
No.
You know.
You're not going to pop up on me.
Because if you pop up on me and you think it's okay, then you think it's okay to always do it. You're setting that precedent.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
So I need you to not think that that's okay. Like, don't pop up at my job. Don't pop up at
my house.
Don't pop up where I have brunch. Like, just don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know it's October. You know what's going on in October. You know what I'm in the fucking house doing. I'm stressed the fuck out watching baseball. Leave me alone. Unless you're going to be stressed out with me watching the game, don't come up and be like, oh, what are you doing? Is it going to do all day? Yes, it's the fuck I'm going to do all day. My man, get me a fucking beer. Like, what are you complaining about?
Make yourself useful. You're going to come over. If you're going to pop up on me,
make
you
me
better
a
not come empty handed.
Bring food.
Right.
Bring beer. And depending on what level of the playoffs it is, bring some cardiac medication.
Bring some blood thinners.
Bring some blood thinners. Bring some nitroglycerin. I might need it.
I can't.
Don't listen.
Yeah, that to me is not. It's not far enough.
I don't know how I'm gonna respond if a man ever asks me who I love more, the Yankees or him.
The way you're looking at me, I'm assuming that that's the way.
Yeah, I purposely gave Haiti Baby that look like I've known them longer.
I'm loyal. How you loyal to a baseball team more than?
I've known them longer.
You trash.
I've known them longer. Do you see? I think I was telling you about the video I saw on TikTok. It was a Chicago Bears fan. He's watching like the game and like they're losing and he's like in his Bears gear and his girl's like on, you know, like recording him and like roasting him and stuff. And she's like, look at you standing there. It's like you work for the team. And he's like, well, I've known them longer than I've known you. And he like looked at her and I was like, ma, you're not winning this one. Just back away.
He has a
point. You don't get in between a man, well, a person and their sports team. Do not get in between me and my sports teams because you're not going to like it. Because I would dead ass look you in the eye and say, Derek Jeter never disappointed me.
I haven't done my own air horn in a while and I know some listeners appreciate it.
You know I do that like in real life. I'll be out and about and I'll see something. I'm like, mur, 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 mur.
It's gray sweat season. I'm going to do that.
Yo, imagine Stanton in some gray sweats.
The only thing that Stanton is missing is facial hair.
Well,
that's the only thing that.
Well, that's because the Yankees don't allow.
I know. Yeah, I know.
But he looks good with a beard.
He would look great.
You know, wait, hold on.
He would look great in a beard.
He has a little beard, you know, a little something.
Now, I'm curious to see. For how long are they going to be able to?
To what?
Like live separately.
Like
because it's hard enough for people, Hollywood marriages to survive and they live with one another.
Again, they have some things working on their behalf. The fact that they're older and they have their own thing going on. It's not like she's a stay-at-home wife or she does her own thing. Like she has her beauty lifestyle brand. She has the show. Like, they got shit going on.
Now, they need to stay away from, like, the reality show road, though. Because once these couples start and he already had one, too.
Yeah, I was going to say he did it already.
With Shayna, right? Wasn't her name Shayna Mokler? Yeah, Shayna. He already had one. I used to like them. I used to like them together.
I remember.
Yeah, I used to really like them together.
Oh my God, that was like a lifetime ago. Looking back at like all these shows that I used to watch, like the Meet the Barkers, the Nick and Jessica Lachey. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, we're old.
So Lexi and I were having a conversation before we started recording. She asked me, what was your question towards me? Well, to me.
I ask you quite a few questions.
We were asking one another, like, what's the youngest?
Oh, okay. So we kind of delved into a rabbit hole on the Instagram. So I asked Haiti Baby, what is the youngest you're willing to date? Not fuck. We'll get to that one next. But date. And what did you say?
I said 30.
Okay.
30.
I agree. 30. I'm 36. Haiti is 37, not 38. You remember your age this week? Okay. 37.
I had to question myself the other day. Yeah, but
I'll never forget how this bitch said with her whole chest, I'm 38. Where?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah, she did.
Not my proudest moment, but you know.
We still love you. So, you said 30.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why we started having this conversation was because we were listening to a young lady's Instagram live and
CCB.
We're definitely going to add her and stuff because I'm immediately like, it was to the point that me and her were saying the same thing at the same time.
I was like, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah. She's a Pisces too. So someone had posed a question about I guess the young lady was 28 and the guy was 20.
Yeah, she was talking about that she was in a situationship with a 20-year-old and she's 28 years old.
CeCe let her have it.
Yeah, she did.
And she brought up a lot of good points. It's like, it's not so much about the age gap. It's more about where it begins. Like, for example, dating a 20-year-old and you're 28. 20-year-old man, let's be real. Men our age have issues with maturity. You expect a 20-year-old man to be able to emotionally and mentally handle you or understand you or empathize with you when he don't even know what the fuck he's about.
Well, you know where she messed up? Where if she's just in a situationship, which a situationship,
which is fine,
just includes the physical.
Keep it carnal.
Yeah, the physical aspect of it, it's just sex. Then fine. But she seemed like she wanted more out of the situation when
you can't.
It doesn't seem like that's something a 20-year-old man wanted from her. He wanted to keep it what it was. It's just sex. Mm-hmm. She wanted more, of course. And that's when, you know, CeCe was like,
whenever, and this is what something. Are you doing? Yeah, this is something we've spoken about in the past. Whenever you find yourself in a situationship that it's only fucking, you guys are only having sex, as long as it's only that and you guys remain always on the same page, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. But when one side starts having feelings,
yeah,
you can't get upset at the other person for not feeling the same because they didn't switch up. You did. And maybe in the back of your head, you thought you could change a person's mind. That is the worst mindset you can have. You cannot go into any situation thinking you have the ability to change someone's mind because you're going to be thoroughly disappointed. Now, if at some point you guys are in the situationship and you guys both come to an understanding, like, you know what? I would like the idea of exploring something more serious, then great. But that conversation needs to be had. You cannot get upset at a person you're in a situationship in and you wind up catching, you can't get mad at them if they don't feel the same. That's irresponsible. It's stupid. And you're setting yourself up for failure.
And that's the number one problem in dating nowadays. It's the expectations that people set.
Unaddressed expectations.
Unaddressed, absolutely.
Unaddressed expectations.
That they set on the other person. The other person is not even aware of these expectations that were set upon them. And it's like, when those expectations are not met, you know, we're crying, fuck boy, fuck girl. But yeah, it's like, what did you get into? What did you lead with? What kind of clear understanding did you express? Because if, like you said, you meet someone and off the jump, they're telling you, listen, shorty, or listen, sir, whatever.
Yeah, I don't want anything serious.
I don't want, that's not, that doesn't mean AKA try harder. That means either you agree to that, stick to that, keep your emotions out of it, or exit stage left.
And you know what kills me? And this is something I haven't experienced it personally, but I knew someone who, she was in a situationship with this guy. He never switched up, like, in a sense that he let it know from the jump, this is all I want. Are you cool with it? She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But really, she wasn't, because she had feelings from him from the jump, wanted something serious. And then it got to the point where she was getting mad at him for not feeling the same way that she felt when he made it abundantly clear on several occasions, if this ain't for you, you can leave. Mm-hmm. But it's that whole, like, I can change his mind. I can fix him. I can change his mind. I can fix him. No, you cannot fix something that doesn't want to be fixed or doesn't think it needs to be fixed. That comes from that person, from within them.
This is what I was telling you earlier, though. Women love a project.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They most definitely do. And sure enough,
a lot of women love a project.
What happened? They stopped fucking around. The next girl he got with, they started dating right off the rip.
So, because sometimes, too, men want what they want. They just don't want it with you.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill to swallow for us women, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because our, you know,
our egos.
There we go.
And it's that whole, like, what did I do wrong?
I'm not good enough.
Nine out of ten, it's not you.
And I am super guilty of everything that we are talking about. Like, I have been super guilty.
Well, the situationship, no, but everything else, yeah.
I've been super guilty of everything. I have been super duper guilty of everything. But because now I'm older now, I'm a lot more self-aware. I'm able to see, like, where I have fucked up in the past. And I have tried to grow from it. And it makes dating better. A lot easier.
Yeah, you have a clearer understanding.
Yeah, a much clearer understanding.
That's important. Mm-hmm. But guys, all we can ask is closed mouths don't get fed. If you are not comfortable with the most minute thing in whatever dating situation you're in, whether it's a relationship, a situationship, friends with benefits, you got to make that abundantly clear, because that ship will only sail as far as you let it sail. If you keep saying you're cool with something that you're not cool with, you're disappointing yourself. You're fucking yourself up. So, yeah.
But, yeah, so back to the age difference. I said the youngest that I would date is 30.
Uh-huh.
Now, the youngest that I would fuck would be 10 years younger.
So I 27?
I would definitely... 26, 27. I would definitely fuck a 26. And I only say that because I've noticed that now there's a lot of men that I've encountered that they can't keep up with my sex drive.
Yeah. And this is something that we were talking about. We're getting to that auntie cougar mode.
Yeah. And I feel like a man in his mid to late 20s can definitely keep me...
You're like Stifler's mom.
Yo. And it's crazy because it's gotten really bad. It's gotten really bad. So like where I'm like getting real animalistic with it.
She said animalistic.
Yes. And I've kind of always been like that though. Like, you know, I have that. I needed to be like that. But now it's like really strong and intense. Like, rah, I want to ravage a man. And that's how the level of horniness that I get on sometimes. And I really feel, and I've been told before that I'm too much.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's not. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. But I feel like a man in his mid to late 20s will truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want him to, like, fall in love or anything like that with my filthiness. So that's the part where I'm like, because I'm pretty sure I could do a lot to, like, a 20-something-year-old that has never been done to him.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. A nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
And as soon as you know it, my man's going to really be popping up on.
Stifler's mom over here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the youngest I would date would be like 30, 31. The youngest I'd fuck?
Definitely 20s, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know if I have the endurance to interact with a 20-something year old.
It's just fucking.
But that's my problem. I can't just fuck.
Neither can I, but I'm going
to
find
But you
got
to talk to him. You got to interact with him. What do you feed it? Like, do you just put on ESPN and keep him moving while he's...
Sports.
But then we're
both... That's like the biggest foreplay for you. Sports talk. I'm pretty sure my man is going to know sports. That's all. That's all you need to know.
I feel like he reads menus with his finger under the word.
That's okay. That same finger that he's reading the menu with is the finger that he's going to use to, you know, find your spot.
I don't know.
Think about it. You can kind of mold him a little bit to like he's gonna be your little plaything.
And that's the thing. You like, can mold I don't him into mold or
listen. You're gonna mold him to be like your little sex plaything. Remember, it's sex, so you know.
And I just can't listen. I've had this conversation separately with Haiti and Red before. Like, I'm past that just sex phase. Like, it's exhausting. It's draining.
Lex, listen to me. You're going to reach a point in your... If you still see you in your 40s, we haven't even reached our sexual peak as of yet. It's going to get bad for us.
Perhaps.
At some point.
Perhaps.
And it's about time we adjust. Like, listen. Poppy, this is what it is. Oh, you like the Yankees? Oh, you like Aaron Judge? Cool. Me too. Let's go at it. That's all you need. That's all you're going to care about. Because, listen, ain't nothing else working out, right?
Girl. These men's is dusty out here. Ghetto.
But, yeah, that's the youngest I would go. I wouldn't go any younger than that, though.
I don't think I have the mental capacity to try to go younger than that.
Now, what's the oldest that you would date and fuck?
Probably right now, probably like 40. But it depends on how he looks.
Date? Oldest?
40. 40? Yeah.
I'll do a little more than that. A few years ago, I did a guy that was like 42.
Did he look 42?
Nah, he didn't. The Sap... I'm going to say the name. Well, see, yeah, Sapitos. The Sapitos guy.
The Saps.
Saps guy.
That place never cleaned their beer lines.
And Lex made sure every time she visited the bar, she let the owner know.
Yeah, like, you need to clean your beer lines. He was like, yes, they're clean. I'm like, my beer tastes like apple cider. Stella is not supposed to taste like apple cider. Am I right?
I'm not. I don't know anything about IPAs.
Oh, well, it was Stella. Regular old Stella Artois, you know. Mm-hmm. The good old Belgian stuff. Guys.
Oldest you'll fuck?
Oldest at probably 40.
Come on.
This is why. I had a friend of mine tell me a story how she was fucking around with a 52-year-old and he fell asleep while he was eating her out.
My man's was on Ambien.
He felt like he dead ass fell asleep while he was eating her out. Like, he started snoring.
I'm sorry, but it was that pussy. What she had in that pussy?
Ambien, maybe. I don't know, bro.
Melatonin pussy.
Yes, melatonin pussy. She told me that. She's like, can you believe he fell asleep while he was eating me out? I'm like, what? How? I'm like, how did you know? She's like, he started snoring. I'm like,
that reminds me of the episode of Sex in the City where Charlotte was dating the guy that fell asleep on her while he was having sex with her. She was so super depressed and she went over to the girls. She was like, a guy fell asleep on top of me. And then Samantha was like, oh, don't worry, honey. It happens to the best of us. She was like, has a man ever fell asleep making love to you? She's like, no.
No. Damn.
Samantha puts them to bed.
Fuck you, deadass. Time to go sleep.
What would you do if a man like fell asleep while fucking you?
I'm fucking like,
I'm throwing the whole pussy away. Yeah. I'm throwing the whole pussy
away. I'm throwing him out first.
Then I'm throwing the pussy away.
Yeah, like, we don't do that here, Papa. Like,
we had a good run.
Like, it was, yeah.
It's been fun.
I feel like the Black Panther, we don't do that here. Nah. You know what's funny? Like, looking back at it now, like, all the shit that people just feel comfortable telling me things, like, random shit too. My aunt had a friend. They're still friends. Auntie Pop Smoke. She had a friend who used to date this guy that was narcoleptic. God. For those of you who don't know what narcolepsy is, you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So.
Like the Deuce Bigelow chick.
Yeah. So he had, like, narcolepsy, basically. And one time they were fucking in the shower and he fell asleep, like, mid-fuck. And, they both fell in the shower. He fell on top of her. She had to go to the hospital and everything.
Sex drove him to the ER.
Yeah, and it was, like, really scary because she's tiny. Like, she's, like, my height, but she's, like, 90 pounds. Like, this lady has looked exactly the same from when I was a kid till now. Like, I don't know what the fuck her secret is, but the narcoleptic guy, they were together for a while, too. He was a big guy. He was, like, 6'1". He was a big dude. And he fell.
He's too big to be fucking in the shower.
I mean, but, you know, it's the 90s. They were keeping things.
Yeah, I know. That was when fucking in the shower was a thing.
Yeah, man.
It's overrated now.
And he fell, like, it happened, and they fell. And she, like, hit her head, like, poor thing. It was so scary because she had to, like, get him off of her, sit him up. She was, like, out of it herself because, you know, she hit her head. They both had to go to the ER. I think she had, like, a concussion or something.
Damn.
Yeah, they never fucked in the shower again.
That's scary, Dick. I won't even fuck him again after that. Like,
I get that quote from almost, Haiti Baby. This motherfucker fell in the shower.
I almost lost my life because of that dick. Like, that was a sign from my ancestors. Like, bitch, leave like, that dick alone.
Yeah, like, that dick ain't for you. It's like, we're on a party.
Yeah. I feel like sex is overrated in the shower, but only for us poor people.
Because for us curvier sure people.
That too.
That too, because there's like that in car sex. Like, I got too much body parts for that.
Yeah.
We're not fucking in a Honda Civic, sir.
Oh my God, I had so much car sex when I was younger. I was.
I like how that realization just dawned on you now.
Yo, because it was so much fun. I was fucking with this dude that worked in a parking lot. Yeah, he worked as a parking lot attendant in the city.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you so told me I would go. Story. Yeah, I would go see him at work.
So he was fucking like, other people's cars?
Yes, girl. I fucked in some nice ass cars. I fucked in the hood of a Lamborghini.
Oh my God, that's like a 1990s porn.
Yellow.
Okay, White Snake.
Bright yellow Lamborghini. And an Escalade. It was fun. It was good times. Just had a very nostalgic moment.
I know. I saw it in your eyes. Yeah. That's real cute, though.
Yeah, that was cute. He ended up being a bird, but whatever.
Aren't they all birds? Mm.
That was my nickname for him, DB.
The bird?
Dirty bird.
Dirty bird. Yo, I remember one time. We were trying to do shit in the car and we were in the front and I accidentally hit reverse.
Them little ass leg of yours.
I was trying to go over and like, I'm like, yo, my God, the car is moving. And he's like, the car is moving. And he's like freaking out and he's like pushing me off of him. I'm like, ah, it was so funny. And then like after all of that, I was like, this is why I don't like doing it in fucking cars. I was so mad because it was his idea. And I was like, no. And then, like,
be spontaneous.
Yeah, but your car almost reversed into fucking traffic, sir. So,
again, it nearly died for the dick.
Like, nah. And then you're going to try to blame me. Whose idea was it? I don't got Audi money. You got Audi money? Well, clearly you do. You drive an Audi, but I don't. Motherfucker, I have a Metro card. Yeah. What are we doing here? That shit was funny, though. Because I saw my life flash before my eyes when he, like, threw me off. Ain't my fault. I didn't know my leg was gonna.
It ain't my fault.
Did I do that?
It ain't my
fault. Speaking of Mystical.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to Mystical, oldest I would do, I would date. Date. I'll do 10 years older.
10 years date.
Older?
Fuck. I don't know. If you start looking at my pop's friends, I can't do it. If you look like your name is Pito, I can't do it.
He's got to be like a very classy, but rough around the edges.
Yeah.
You know?
He got to look like Oscar Isaac.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Oscar Isaac?
No. Is that an athlete?
He's an actor. He's a Pisces.
Okay, I don't know. Is he white?
No, he's Cuban and Guatemalan.
Nice mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haiti, tell the listeners what you're drinking.
I am drinking pumpkin. Mother pumpkin. He needs more facial hair. He's nice looking though.
He has a beard.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going? If you know that I love facial hair, why would you show me one where he looks so clean?
Because that was the first one that came up.
Show me something with hair. There we go. Much better.
He has the beard, yeah.
Much better. Yo, Lex, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been talking to a guy and, you know, you've already decided in your head that you're going to fuck him, right? Because
we had that moment. I know within 10 seconds of me meeting a guy, if I'm going to fuck him or not.
Wow, 10 seconds. Well, I need a little bit more than that.
It's a physical thing.
He looks good. Right. But have you ever decided that you were going to fuck a guy, but then he said something and he talked himself out of the pussy?
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the most recent one was... It was a gentleman I was chatting with and conversation was great. It was going well. He sends me a video of a girl, of him throat fucking another girl. And he wanted me to rate the video.
What's the problem?
My mans, I
see no problem.
It hasn't been 24 hours.
Oh, okay. He could have waited 48. Just saying.
I love your chaotic energy. That's that Aries moon, bro.
I was over here like, wait.
Like, what's the problem?
Okay, and what happened? You've got to see the performance before.
You got to prep me, though. We're talking about Saturday Night Live, and then it's like, toma.
Saturday Night Live?
You're trying to justify this.
Your Saturday night got real live.
I also had another moment where a guy basically said that he... If he can't teach a woman something, he doesn't feel the need to be with her.
If he can't teach her something?
Yeah. He's like, oh, if she knows too much, then what's the point? Like, about, like, in general. Like, I guess he doesn't like smart women or...
I mean, there's always something for us to learn. We don't know everything.
Yeah, but if... Here's my thing. If I genuinely don't know about something, then yeah, I would like to learn more about it. Like, I would be genuinely curious and ask questions, but... If I already know about something and you're telling me stuff that I already know, then just on that, like, condescending, oh, but I'm just teaching you. So, you know, I already know. I didn't ask you to teach me.
Is he a philosopher?
He's a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. They're all about, like, philosophy.
And yeah, and they're all, like, and the last one, he was, like, very, he would ask me, like, oh, what's your favorite show? I'll tell him, he's like, oh, that show sucks. Or you need better shows. I'm like.
Maybe he was joking.
No, he wasn't. He really wasn't.
I would just do the same thing right back to him.
And not because I was like, sir, you thought this was a good show. And he's like, well, it is. And I'm like, whatever. I can't. I can't.
Debatable.
And I couldn't do it. It was like every single thing that came out of my mouth that I was like, oh, I'm into this. Whack. Boring.
So he talked himself out of the pussy.
Yeah.
So you ghost to him?
Yeah. He's con Dios.
Has he hit you up?
He tried to.
What did you say?
Nothing. What's there to say?
Okay.
Yeah.
I said I'm the Trump. You're fired.
You're fired. I should have done that. Damn. Oh, well. Next time.
Yeah, there's been times where guys have talked themselves out of the pussy. And you know what has happened with me? Guys not talked themselves out of the pussy, but they talked themselves out of the pussy being consistent.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand? Like, I already gave them the pussy, and then they went and did something stupid or said some dumb shit, and I'm like, oh, see? Like,
you ruined
now,
it.
Now you revoked.
You ruined it.
From coming around this pussy. Now,
what did he say?
No longer granny. It's just the way they would behave. And
okay,
just,
so it was more like actions for
you.
Yeah,
I think it was more like I would spot some type of like corny shit, and I'm like,
oh. And we don't like corn.
Oh, my God.
We don't like the corn in the man.
The last thing I want to spot is like some sort of corniness, because then I'm like.
True life, I fucked a corny man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. And the corn is everywhere.
Right, and that's exactly how I would feel. I'm like, yeah, see, man, I can't do this. I can't do this. So, you know, that was that. But, yeah, it was more of like, I'm going to tell you one right now. There was a dude that I heard him say after we fucked, I heard him tell someone else that he doesn't fuck bigger women.
Knowing damn well that was a lie.
He was eating my ass like the Last Supper. And that to me was such a turnoff, because I'm like, who you fronting for? Like, why are you even, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
God. That was a huge turnoff for me. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I can't do it.
Why do guys do that? Right. I feel like they be volunteering information that absolutely no one asked for.
All the time. And I feel like the guy's been volunteering information that no one's asked for the past couple of weeks, too.
Yeah.
This little rat boy's been at it. Like,
rat boy.
Little rat boys. Rat boys.
Why is your mic in your shirt like that?
Because stability. My boobies give a certain stability to the mic. That
I respect it.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of things ain't stable in my life. At least let the mic be. You know? The guys are doing a lot of talking. A lot of talking.
Unnecessary talking.
Unnecessary talk. Information that no one's asking for. Like, listen.
It's like nobody. Not a soul. Not a goddamn soul. I fucked so-and-so, and it was whack. What?
Still hit, though.
Still hit, though. Like, you can't uneat my ass, bro.
You can't unsuck these toes.
You can't unlick this coochie, motherfucker. You still did it.
Yeah, so I think that in the future, in the near future, my sexual peak is gonna transcend me into, you know, loving on a younger man.
So you're gonna be like Stifler's mom and Finch. What was his name? Finch.
Yeah. I mean, possibly.
Okay.
I could see myself heading down that route. If I'm not, you know, in a relationship where I'm not a mom, you know, by then, which, whatever.
Okay, Sarah.
Yeah. Sarah.
Sarah.
So we gonna get into the sex toy of the week?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Sex toy. Sex toy of the week.
So this bad boy is called... It's called the Rolling Fun Wheel. No, the Rolling Fun Squeal Wheel Flicking Tongue Oral Sex Vibrator Stimulator. And this shit looks cray. It's like... I don't know how to describe it. So it has like this spinning thing of like little tongues, right? To stimulate, you know, the clitoris. And then it has like this tentacle type arm that comes out.
Tentacle.
I'll show you a photo. Mm. And it's supposed to go like, I guess, either in your vagina. It looks like it could be an anal thing.
It looks octopus.
Yeah.
Octopussy.
So, needless to say, there's a lot of moving pieces. No pun intended. It's waterproof. And you can get it for $46.
Where can they find this? What's it called?
It's called the Rolling Fun Squeal Wheel Flicking Tongue.
Squeal Wheel.
And it's on Amazon.
Squeal Wheel.
My only issue with this is like it's the tongue thing and then it has like that arm. So this is like a toy you need to penetrate, I guess, to get the full experience of it.
It's looking like a little anime character.
Yeah, like this looks like something you would see in Squid Games.
It looks like something you'll see in, what's that porn? Anime porn?
Oh, yeah, hentai.
Hentai. I was into that shit for a little bit.
How did you find out about hentai?
Oh, my God. Motherfuckers at work?
Yeah.
Talking about hentai, and I'm like, what? Porn, anime. Yeah. Like, yeah, you never heard of it?
She's like fucking a big tentacle motherfucker.
And
yeah.
And then, you know, my curiosity dragged me into a rabbit hole of hentai. I was into hentai for like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was your favorite hentai?
Like, what looks like the toy, like, you know,
the tentacles.
Octopus looking tentacle, picking you up, fucking you in everywhere. Yeah. In every way.
And then, like, they're squealing, like, yeah, like, I don't know what it is about like Asian porn. Animal. It's not like they're being tortured.
Girl, to me, that squeal was everything.
Jesus Christ.
Some 2 weeks.
Yo, like watching Japanese porn and hearing like the women, like they're, because they don't moan, they scream, and it's like they're in pain and they're being tortured, but they're just having sex.
And a lot of men love it.
Yeah, they're into that.
So, you know, it's a fetish.
I guess. I mean, to each his own, but still.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else going on? Anything else you want to cover before we end it?
Well, I am balls deep in Yankees, baseball playoffs, and you're going to be hearing a lot of that and my feedback on the games. By the time you hear from me again, the Yankees would have already started. They're part of the series. They start on Tuesday. I don't know what time because Major League fucking Baseball hasn't given us times yet. Motherfuckers. You know, if it's a day game.
Just pray for Lexia.
Pray for me.
Cardiac health.
Just.
She's going to need it.
I'm on, yeah.
She's looking good right now, but we're not quite sure how long she's going to last.
Checking on me in a week.
Mm-hmm. DM her, guys.
DM me.
Lexi G.
At Lexi G, you can find me on Twitter, starting shit, you know.
Oh, definitely you can add her on Twitter.
Starting shit.
She's gotten blocked already. by a few.
Motherfuckers are soft. Like, don't come for me if I don't send for you. Because I'm going to say some stupid shit. You're going to be balls deep in your fucking feelings. Apparently, I told a guy to go complain to his moms. And he said, my mom is dead. I'm like, get a Ouija board. I don't know what to tell you. Jesus Christ. That got me blocked.
Anyway, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share with me the podcast on all streaming platforms. As I shake my head, you can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Ladies, don't forget you deserve to be happy and fucked disrespectfully. Whether he's 10 years younger or 10 years older, you deserve to be fucked disrespectfully. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti baby, signing out.
This is your favorite stressed out Yankees fan, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
Yeah, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Pray for me.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.